Sherilyn Mason of the organization SVG Drip said, the idea for the Urumea Cultural Artistic Showcase came about as the organization was coordinating relief supplies for St. Vincent and the Grenadines in the aftermath of the volcanic eruption in April. She said, at first, they were thinking of hosting a virtual carnival, but as they began to receive more support from cultural artists, they decided to make the event a charitable one where everyone can showcase their talent to raise funds for the country.
It was quite interesting, you know, we've been doing all of this work after the volcano, you know, trying to get relief items into St. Vincent. And then there was a lull, and Carnival Vinci Mass didn't happen this year. And right. The president of the National Council in the UK said, you know, we should do a virtual carnival. And we were like, not so sure about that. And then in discussions, you know, we started to talk, and then we started to reach out to some artists to kind of test the waters. And it just, the support was just overwhelming. And it just morphed into a showcase, you know, where we're bringing together the best talent in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, you know. Yeah. And we were able to get support from in the Commonwealth as well. So this is where the idea came. It started with a thought about doing a virtual carnival, and now we're doing a showcase that will highlight so many aspects of Vincentian culture.
Miss Morgan said the program will be carried on a number of virtual platforms, including VC3 TV, and she is inviting persons to tune in as well as to make donations via PayPal.
VC3 and St. Vincent is the major host, so they'll be carrying it on their social media platform. They'll also be carrying it on their TV station. But we also have a partner in the UK, the Video News Factory, carrying it via their social media as well. Those are our major sponsors at this point in time, the VC3 and the Video News Factory. We also do have All African Colors brand, which is a brand of high-end bags and so on. They are our major sponsors at this time. We do have some other sponsors coming on board, but I don't want to mention them at this time because we are in the process of finalizing those sponsors. You know, this process has been one in the making, and I think people are really seeing the value of what we're doing. So we have some sponsors that are coming on board pretty late in the game. And so everyone needs to be locked on Sunday.
Miss Mason said the Urumea Cultural Artistic Showcase will be held this Sunday, November 7th, beginning at 2 p.m. Vincentian time. She said they are hoping to raise $75,000 from Sunday's event, which would feature a range of entertainers.
In the spiritual and inspirational realm, we have Saeed Bowman, we have Judy Boucher, the Melissa's We Brothers, Hayden Bilingi. We have Louis George that's doing comedy. We have Janelle Paris, we have arabesque dancers, Agape dramatist, you know, Kimia Glasgow. Kimia Hiplett, who is a jazz artist out of Canada. Very Resonance good. Band, yes. Wickham Steel Orchestra, we're covering everything. We have some artists that are non-Vincentians. So we have Stacey Sobers, who was a queen of calypso in Trinidad and Tobago, King Socrates, who is from St. Kitts. You know, and all of the local acts, the Skinny Fabulous, Fireman.
Sherilyn Mason from the organization SVG Drip. I'm Ricardo Wilson, reporting for NBC News.